Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to 1 John chapter 4. In verse 8, the Word of God says that he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Now, when it says they don't love because they don't know God, it doesn't mean that they're not saved necessarily. It really means that they don't have the experiences that he gives them, and one of those experiences is the love of God. So they're not very mature yet. But then it says, for God is love. God is love. Young people, it's very important to know who God is, what his character is like. Be careful with this, though. It's very important that you know it, but you don't want to confuse it. It does not say that love is God. It says that God is love. And that is talking about his character. He is all that love is. This is who God is. Who is God? God is love. What does that mean? That God is patient and kind in the very first two characteristics in 1 Corinthians 13:4. So when we're saying that God is love, we're talking about his nature, his character. We're not talking about his characteristics. Sometimes when people say, what is God like? And they'll come out with a bunch of characteristics of the way he expresses himself. They'll say things like God is holy, or God is just, or God is mercy, or God is grace, and things like that. Those are his characteristics. That's like saying a person is tall, a person is strong. That's characteristics. We appreciate the characteristics of God, but those characteristics come from his character, his nature. What's he like? A tall person might be somebody who's kind, or it could be somebody who's not kind. The fact that they are tall doesn't tell you what their character is like. It just tells you their characteristic. In God's case, his character, who he is, what is he really like? He is love. So when you come to God, you're coming to the love of God. In verse 9 of 1 John 4, the Word of God says that in this was the love of God manifested toward us, or demonstrated, shown to us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we may live through him. So when a person is a believer, a Christian, what God wants in their life, what he's producing in their life, is a life through him. That is to say, that their life might be all about the love of God. When a person has a life that is all about the love of God, that's what they are oriented to. That's their first thought, is the characteristics of the love of God. Now, when we talk about the love of God, please understand, we're not talking about a feeling. People often think love is a feeling, an emotion. No, it's not. Love is a decision. Love is objective. In other words, love is something that is what it is, independently of whether I possess it or not, whether I recognize it or not. In the same way that the road outside your house is what the road is, paved or rock or whatever, it doesn't make any difference what you think of the road. The road is what it is. In other words, if it's a nice big paved road, it doesn't matter if you like this kind of a road or that kind of road. It's a nice big paved road. If it's a rock road where it's all a bunch of gravel, it doesn't matter if you like paved roads better. No, it's a gravel road. It is the way that it is. And that is independent of our opinion or preference or anything like that. The character of God is independent of us. It does not depend at all on us. It does not ask us what we think about it. It does not look for our approval. It does not look for whether we feel it. The character of God is always the same, because it's the character of God. It's not my understanding of God. No, it's the character of God that He possesses in Himself. That's a really good thing. Because some days we have good days and some days we have bad days. And even on my bad days, the character of God doesn't change. God will be who He is toward me because He is who He is in His character. And so the character of God doesn't change based on how I'm doing. If I'm having a bad day, He is love. If I'm having a good day, He is love. If I'm very busy today, He is love. If I'm bored out of my skull today, He is love. It doesn't matter what's going on with me, He is the same. He is love. Don't confuse love with emotions. Don't confuse love with affection. Affection is a type of emotion. Sometimes, and I'd say probably most often, people will confuse love with affection. Well, I have affection for this person. I like this person. I like the way they make me laugh, or I like the way they think, or I like the way they look, or I like something about them. And this is called affection. If you have a God who is affection, then the affection can change very quickly. Affection is not character. Affection is a response to something. So, a person, let's say, makes you laugh a lot, and you really enjoy their friendship, and you say, yeah, I like them, they're my friend, they make me laugh a lot. Well, that's a type of affection, and you like something about them. Well, what if they don't make you laugh a lot? What if they make you feel bad? A lot. And then you might say, well, I don't like that person. They always make me feel bad. But you see, that's changeable then. If they make you laugh, you like them. If they don't make you laugh, you don't like them. In other words, there's affection if you get things that you enjoy, and there's a lack of affection if you don't get things you enjoy. But with God, it's totally different. God is not affection. Nothing about God is about affection. Now, you may possess affection, but that's not His character. That's something you possess. Love is independent of feelings. It's not a feeling. It exists in itself because it has certain traits. And those traits are not dependent on how anyone feels about God, about the traits, about themselves, about anything. They simply exist because they are God's character. In 1 Corinthians 13:4, we have the first two characteristics of God's character. In other words, the first two things about God's character. Now, when the Bible gives an order to things, and in verses 4 through 7, the Bible gives an order to the characteristics of God's love. In other words, what's God's love like? When you see that kind of an order, the order is important. You know how sometimes you'll hear people say, this is the list in no particular order. That's not like that with the Bible. The order is important. And so first thing that God says is love suffers long. Now, suffering is not what we think of as suffering necessarily. Suffering simply means endurance. And that may be positive, that may be negative. It doesn't mean something negative. What it's really talking about is a type of patience. God has this patience that lasts a long time. You know how some people, they'll be patient for 5 minutes, but if on the third try it doesn't work, they get very impatient and upset. Well, God's patience doesn't do that. God's patience is the first characteristic of His love, and it lasts a very long time. When you come to God, you come to His patience. The patience of God is like the doorway into the love of God. If you want to enter the love of God, in other words, you want to know what the love of God is about, you want to experience the love of God, Jude 21 says, look for the mercy of God. Mercy is the expression of God's patience. If a person is patient, maybe you should somehow be yelled at, or maybe be disciplined, or some kind of a negative response should take place because a negative activity is happening. But a person who is patient, you might pester them, you might be obnoxious or whatever, but that person will not respond to you negatively. They'll be patient with you. They won't give you essentially what you deserve. If a person is obnoxious, maybe they deserve to be corrected. Maybe they deserve to be put in their place. But a person who is patient will wait a long time before that type of a thing happens. God is patient. God is not some bully in the sky with a bat. God is not somebody who's going to browbeat you. In other words, what do you mean by that? God is not somebody who's going to be quick to be mad at you. God doesn't get mad at you, because you've already accepted Him and He's already accepted you. He might correct you, but He'll never be mad at you. And even with unbelievers, it takes a very long time for God to get mad at them. Why? Because He's very patient with them. That patience is expressed in mercy. God is very merciful. Now, if I'm oriented to myself all the time, I won't see that God is merciful. All I'll see is my own thoughts. All I'll see is perhaps my own emotions or how I feel or my attitude or whatever it is, my own negativity, whatever it is, and I won't see it. But the truth is that I'm looking at myself and not Him at that point. God's character is that He's very, very patient. Because God is patient, He's also very kind. Patience and kindness go together. Patience will always come first, but kindness, when there is patience, will always follow. God is extremely kind. He is the kindest person who has ever lived. He is extremely kind. If you want to know what God is about, God is kind. If there's only one thing you ever learn about God, then learn this. God is kind. God is very sweet to people. It's a gift from Him, that kindness. Because God is kind and because God is patient, when I come to God with a problem, when I come to God with a situation, maybe I'm just praying because I like to pray, maybe I'm praying for something specific. Understand that you're always coming to someone who's extremely kind. Well, kind people, not only are they patient, but they're also very sweet to you. They're generous if they have the ability, and God has tremendous ability. So they're generous. They're very pleasant to be around because they are kind. You seek people like that out. You look for people who are kind to be friends with. God is extremely kind. As a matter of fact, God is so kind that in Jeremiah 31:3, He says, when there's times in your life that you're not right, where there's times in your life, maybe you're in sin, God forbid, but it happens to a lot of people. When there's times in your life where things are going wrong, look for the kindness of God. It'll draw you to Him. He draws you with loving kindness. There's a very loving quality to his kindness. It's very gentle. It's very peaceful. It's not scary at all. It's actually very encouraging. It makes you feel good. When you come to the kindness of God, because you're drawn by the kindness of God, in Ephesians 2:8 and Hebrews 4:16, you come to grace, and grace is His governmental structure. So you're coming to somebody who will always take care of you. You're coming to somebody who will always think good things about you, because in 1 Corinthians 13:5, love never thinks evil. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thoughts that I have toward you, and this is God speaking to us, thoughts of peace and not of evil. I have thoughts that are good toward you, he says. Yeah, but God, I just messed up. He said, it doesn't matter. I still think good things of you. I take care of the bad things, and I think only the good things. In other words, I forgive the bad things. I forgive the sin. I cleanse you from it. I take it out of your life, and I leave you with only good things. And so God doesn't think anything evil of us. God doesn't think anything wicked. God doesn't think anything negative. Have you ever met somebody, something happens, and they just start thinking about all the negative things? Well, they're not focusing on the love of God. They're actually staying away from the love of God. No, God thinks all the good things. God thinks all the positive things. God will never think anything evil of anyone. I don't care how bad the mistake is, God will not think evil of you, ever. Why? That's His character. He is love. People try to love God. The Bible says that we are to love God, and so they try to love God. And sometimes they find that it doesn't work. And the reason is because love is not something I can produce. Love is something I receive. We love Him because He first loved us. Well, if I come to Him, no matter how I feel, I may feel good, I may feel bad, makes absolutely no difference. I'm going to come to the love of God. I'm going to come to someone who's very patient, very kind, never is going to think an evil thing about me. And I'm going to come to Him and I can rest there. People who are kind and patient are very easy to rest with. Those are the people who will make you feel good. Those are the people who, if you've been hurt, that's the place to go to have the time to heal. Those kind of people are just wonderful people to be around. And God says He is like that. That if I come to Him, the first thing that I'm going to get is His love. I'm not going to get, oh, you should have done better. I'm not going to get, oh, you're not living up to my standards. I'm not going to get anything negative. I'm going to get patience. I'm going to get kindness, I'm going to get gentleness, I'm going to get all the things that go along with love. He's always going to approach us that way first. Why? Because that's what we need. Everybody needs this love. The world is in bad shape, and the reason why is because they don't come to the love of God. Christians who are in good shape are in good shape because they come to the love of God. When I come to Him, I will meet His love. When I meet His love, when I receive His love, in Luke chapter 6 and verse 45, I will start to show that first in the way that I talk. It will be expressed. Whatever is in my heart will be expressed. If the love of God is in my heart, it will be expressed. So why is a person patient? Because they have the love of God in their heart. Why is a person kind? They have the love of God in their heart. Why is a person gentle? They have the love of God in their heart. It will be expressed. In verse 7 of 1 John 4, he says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. What he's saying there is, we love one another, we express love for one another because it has been expressed to us, and now we know Him, we know His character, and His character is our frame of reference. In other words, His character is the basis of the way we are because it's the basis of how we think. Well, if I receive the love of God, then I will have the love of God to give. If my thinking is centered on the love of God, then my words will express the love of God. My actions will express the love of God. And that's what he's saying here in verse 7. Be oriented to this love, because by being oriented to the love of God, you're oriented to God. And you will express the love of God because you've received the love of God. When you get into any kind of trouble, whether it's trouble at school or at work, or whether it's trouble with friends, or whether it's personal sin, or whether it's just you're having a bad day, it doesn't matter what the type of trouble is. When you have any kind of trouble at all, run to the love of God. Don't try to improve yourself. First, run to the love of God. That's the thing to do. We have no ability to improve ourselves, but God does have the ability to change us. You'll never be able to change yourself, but God can transform you. God can completely change you. God can completely change your circumstances. God can completely change your relationships. God can change absolutely everything about your life, even though you can't. So if there's something that I don't like in my life, I don't say to myself, well, I really got to start working on this. That's never going to work for you. The first thing you do is you run to the love of God. That's the place where you will find everything that you need. Whether you need to change, that's the place you'll find that. Whether you need God to take care of you in some way, that's the place you'll find that. Whether you need money, that's the place you'll find that. You run to the love of God. Whether you need friends, the place you find it is the love of God. No matter what it is, good or bad, always run to the love of God, because that is who God is. You come to God, you're actually coming to the love of God, because that's His character. You always run to the love of God first, because you run to God first. You guys understand that? All right, that's it for today.